The clock now. The end of the school year is just a couple of months away now, and teachers are trying to ensure that students are able to finish learning what they need to know. It's been a challenging time for education over the past year or more, with pandemic closures and multiple models of instruction causing upsets and delays for school schedules. Now, high school students are in another new arrangement. They attend classes in school every second day while learning from home, online, remotely, every other day. Dean Ingram is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, and he joins me on the line this morning. Good morning to you, Dean.
Good morning, Bernice. Thanks for having me on.
So it's been about a week now since teachers have been preparing and then now actually instructing in this new system at the high school level. What are you hearing from high school teachers so far?
Well, for the past week, I've spent it specifically reaching out to our members in high schools, either calling teachers in those schools or even visiting speaking to them on the parking lots. And what I'm hearing consistently is that there's still a lot of anxiety over how this modified scenario 2 model can work long term, if it's for the rest of the school year, and also anxiety over being able to ensure their students continue to receive a quality education experience in the face of what once again is another shift in the approach to teaching and learning. I mean, at the end of the day, teachers in this province, they are dedicated professionals who are committed to their students, but they, and I would suggest their students as well, are facing enormous challenges, and there's a lot of stress out there. Everyone needs to realize, and we would call for patience, for understanding as teachers and students adjust to another new context and another approach, and there's going to be some time needed to figure out what works best in different circumstances.
So, Dean, I want to interject and ask you, what is causing the anxiety from the teacher's perspective with the way this is set up now? One group of students attending in class in the school building on a day, and then them that same group learning from home the next day.
Well, as I mentioned, I mean, this is a different approach. I mean, teachers have had to absorb a lot in a short amount of time. On Monday and Tuesday, there was online resource provided, but keeping in the context, many of those individuals still had to balance teaching other grade levels while trying to prepare for another shift. It's another shift, another dynamic, another thing they're trying to get their heads around. That being said, I am encouraged to hear Mr. Stack say the district is respecting teachers' expertise and empowering them to exercise their discretion to determine how best to operationalize the modified scenario 2 model in the context of their classrooms or subject areas. And the intent is not to double the workload. Teachers can only be expected to do what's manageable, what's achievable. Support for teachers is essential if the current scenario is to be successful. The fact is, teachers can't be teaching two groups simultaneously. You asked about the stress and anxiety. One of the things there is they're trying to get the head around this dynamic. And maybe I can use an analogy here. Me and you are having this interview here now, but imagine at the same time we're having this, they're concerned how do they respond to the text messages that may come in, responding to maybe your producer asking something different, an email coming in. They're trying to find that balance to ensure that students get the delivery of education they need and deserve, but there will be time to work through this, and teachers are always want to do the best for their students, and right now they're trying to get their heads around how to do that in this new context again. So with that in mind, I would suggest that patience and understanding from parents, from students, for everyone is in order.
So I want to move on to another topic, which is that at least in some schools, students now attend all 7 of their courses, in shorter time slots each day. So they're getting all the courses each day. What kind of challenge does that present to teachers?
Well, sorry, could you repeat that? Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Well, the way this new approach is working, at least in some schools, we are told, is that all of the courses that a student is taking or are taking will be offered each day. So shorter time frames, but shorter classes, like 40-minute classes, but all 7 courses in the one day. I'm wondering what teachers are saying about how that's working, having to offer education in that way.
I haven't had outreach on that from any of our members at this point in time, but from what you're describing, that's the first that this has been brought to my attention, that schools would try and schedule what works best for them on that ground, I would assume, with consultation with teachers in that building. What I can say is that whether it's a 50-minute period or a 40-minute period, those same concerns about how to adequately balance both would still be in play, but I will be upfront that that's not something that's been brought to me.
Okay. What supports are teachers asking for? What are they saying to you that they need? If this is the way it's going to be for the rest of this school year, what do they need to make it better for them and better for the students that they're teaching?
Well, first and foremost, it needs to be a patient's understanding and clear reality check that teachers cannot be doing both simultaneously. In-class instruction for all students is the goal. It needs to be the goal. It should be the goal, but when it's safe to do so. When we look at supports, there are challenges. For example, how do teachers in lab some subject areas lend themselves more easily to a blended learning approach than others? A teacher's attention shouldn't be divided or distracted by a virtual platform during a science lab when you have chemicals, during a home economics class, when there's skilled trades, physical education, etc. All those things are needed to work through. So right now, the most important thing for parents, for their students' interests, for their teachers' interests, is to be patient and understand that this will take time to work through. And teachers are trying to figure out how to do this to still maximize learning for students. This is not a normal year, and curriculum delivery will not be normal, but teachers will always work to get their students as far as they can in whatever context that's available to them.
Some students say they feel the system is set up this way so that they have to show up for online classes as a way to keep absentee numbers down, even when there isn't really new instruction or a beneficial, you know, learning happening on, in that online setting. How valid is that criticism from students?
Well, I don't know. Right now, students having to check and attend. I mean, the reality is, as a child and youth advocate pointed out, attendance is a concern before COVID, and these are things to me, which is why we've been advocating for additional supports, particularly in the administrator allocations and the school counselor allocations, in terms of work being provided. Again, the teacher there to serve folk, they have to focus on the students in front of them and reach out to the students that are offline as best they can in the context they're in. But again, right now, we have to, everyone needs to look at what's in front of them and realize that things will evolve as the days and weeks progress. That being said, there has been understanding that teachers can only do what's manageable and what's attainable.
You've been vocal about the need for teachers and other education workers to be prioritized for vaccinations. Where does that stand now? How is that effort going?
Well, right now, we're still advocating for that. And again, when I look at the vaccine protocols, I'm looking forward to seeing a day when the vaccines roll out there. I know in Labrador Grenfell Health, they're a little further ahead, some may say a lot further ahead, and they're actually starting putting vaccines in the arms of all those in phase two, and that started. I'm very pleased to hear that. But when you look at the priority groups, again, I look at a number of groups right now that while it's been vocalized that the groups are those that are most at risk to get disease, but I do see some other groups in the province that have very similar demographics to our members, but they don't have the same degree of risk exposure in terms of the breaking of the bubbles. And while I don't want to get into naming any specific group, what I do know is that the province's teachers, because of the nature of their work, are breaking their family bubbles on a daily, if not hourly basis, not dozens of times per year, but dozens of times per day.
Dean Ingram, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're kindly welcome.
That's Dean Ingram. He is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. If you have a comment on what you've just heard, maybe you are a high school student or the parent of a high school student and you have some thoughts on what is working out now or what is you feel is not working, let us know. 1-800-777-0990 is the number to call for our talkback line.